You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Here's a case that if you've been around long enough, you may have been paying attention to since 1996. Yeah. To all the OGs out there, this is an interesting story. There are new revelations that are coming out of the new Curtis 50 Cent Jackson documentary about Diddy that has dropped on Netflix, and they are accusations at that. There's some very interesting testimony that is being shared in this documentary, and take it for what it is. Diddy has never been charged with anything in connection with the murders of Tupac Shakur or Biggie Smalls. We'll say that off the bat. But the theories, the opinions expressed within that docuseries, they're worth noting. They're some of the most damning, most critical, most revealing about the inner workings of Bad Boy Records and Bad Boy Entertainment at the time of the murders of both Tupac and Biggie Smalls, with a lot of fingers and a lot of accusations pointing in a direction of one man. That man, Sean Puffy Diddy Combs. And we're not here to say he had anything to do with the murders. We're going to discuss, though, what was revealed in this docu-series, because it certainly is rather interesting, something that probably deserves a little more digging, a little more discussion, a little more in terms of, I don't know, at some point, evidentiary hearings We may be getting that soon, considering there's the Keefe D trial that is continually being pushed back as new evidence comes about and new information comes to light. I'm really curious to get your thoughts in the comment section as you watch this, as you listen to this. So please do leave me your thoughts in the comments on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi on YouTube. That's where you will find us. Then that's where you can comment and join in the conversation. This, for me, I've been researching, I've been watching. This is probably like the original true crime case that I have followed since 1996. When I was 1996 would have been about 15, 16, right around there, 14, 15, right around there. I'm not good with math. But in that general area. And maybe it's been a case for you, too, that you've been following and watching. There are mountains in certain cases where the evidence doesn't hit you like a headline. It hits you like a slow, steady pulse. A thump under the floorboards. That's been there the whole time. Ignored, dismissed, forgotten. Until someone finally digs deep enough to rip the boards up and show everyone what's been living underneath. And in the new documentary about Sean Diddy Combs, this sprawling, ugly excavation of violence, intimidation, power, and the shadows of hip-hop history, that pulse is a stack of journals. Literal, like, journals. 30 boxes of them. Handwritten by a man most people forgot. Kirk Burrows is his name. Not a rival, not a disgruntled hanger-on, a co-founder of Bad Boy Entertainment. A man who ran Diddy's budgets, approved his expenses, managed his money, and witnessed the movement of people, cars, weapons, and influence at the precise time when Tupac Shakur and the Notorious B.I.G. were murdered. You don't get a paper trail from the underbelly of hip-hop. You don't get ledgers from the streets. You don't get logs from gang meetings or receipts for million-dollar bounties. That world operates in shadows, whispers, fear, and sudden violence. But you do get journals like this from a man like Kirk Burrows, a man whose entire job was to keep track of every dollar and every movement, not because he thought he'd one day be a witness, because he was the only person in the room who wasn't allowed to forget anything. And those journals, for the first time, are out in the open. They don't give us a smoking gun. They give us a map. A map of jealousy, a map of fear, a map of sudden money movements that make no logistical sense, a map of gang proximity, relation logic, and a pattern of violence that somehow kept circling the same man while his rivals ended up dead, his friends ended up silenced, and his critics ended up erased. This isn't about proving murder. This is about a pattern. A pattern that stretches from the East Coast-West Coast feud straight through the federal investigations Diddy had been facing. A pattern that starts with two of the biggest murders in music history and winds through decades of allegations about abuse, intimidation, retaliation, and the use of violence, not as chaos, but as currency. So let's start where the documentary picks this up, with the journals. Imagine boxes stacked to the ceiling. Mead notebooks. Scribbled margins, dates pinned like coordinates. Not dramatic notes about conspiracies or confessions. No, these are the mundane mechanics of a man who handled the money, rental cars, budgets, travel plans, hotel blocks, flight changes, personal expenses, and the kind of daily logistics you only notice because they're not supposed to stand out. And then you see him. The entries tied to August in September of 1996, the weeks leading into Tupac Shakur's murder, car rentals, multiple rentals, long-distance travel expenses for a trip Diddy did not need to take by road, movements that put key players in the exact corridor that police and gang witnesses have talked about for years, movements that align with allegations, not prove them, but align eerily close. In those weeks, Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, a prominent Southside Crip and longtime figure in the Tupac murder investigation, claims Diddy made a broad public statement in a room full of Crips that he'd give anything to see Tupac and Shug Knight gone. Keefe D. claims there was talk of a $1 million bounty. Now, whether we take his word is another conversation. His credibility has been attacked and defended by investigators for decades. But What you cannot dispute is that his timeline is now backed unintentionally by the journals of the man who controlled Diddy's finances at the time. Burroughs' notes don't say, "This is for the hit." Of course they don't. That's not how this world works. Nor does Burroughs claim to have any knowledge of this is what was the plan. But they do show this. Diddy suddenly wanted to drive to Las Vegas from New York weeks before the Tyson fight. Drive. Something totally out of character for a man who flew everywhere. That ain't a quick drive for those of you playing along with the world of geography. And the man allegedly carrying the murder weapon, Eric Von Zip Martin, a Harlem drug lord with deep ties to Diddy, and a man Burroughs was told was Diddy's uncle, suddenly had a concealed compartment in his vehicle that Keefe D says held the gun used to kill Tupac. When law enforcement, gang witnesses, and financial logs all line up in the same 72-hour window, you don't get proof, you get a pattern. Pattern. A pattern. Powerful enough to reopen investigations, change public perception, and expose what insiders have whispered for nearly 30 years. Here's what else journals reveal, or more accurately, what they confirm. Diddy was jealous, deeply jealous of Tupac and Biggie's friendship. That's the allegation. Most people remember the public beef, the theatrics, the diss tracks, but inside Bad Boy, according to Burroughs and multiple others, the problem was simpler and darker. Diddy hated that Biggie had a friend he didn't control. He hated that Pac and Biggie's bond wasn't built on branding or manipulation or image. It was built on actual respect. It was organic. It was theirs. And if you're going, wait a second, they weren't friends. Oh, but they were. Oh, but they were. The minutiae, the information, the rivalry, the anger, the diss tracks, all of that happened at the very tail end of each of their lives. Prior to that, they were friends. They were. They'd hang out. There was times where Biggie opened for Tupac. I know, it sounds crazy. Because when you look back at history, you get stuck into compartmentalized zones of this is what the truth is. This is what life was like at the end. Yes, because that's where everyone focuses. But for the majority, the actual life being lived for nearly a decade, that wasn't the case. They respected each other. They supported each other. They showed up to each other's promotions, parties. They promoted each other. They respected each other. What changed? What made all of that different? Well, enter Sean Puffy Combs. And allegations, assumptions, rumors, and actions. Not the actions that I would say necessarily put a gun in Puffy's hand, but certainly a jealousy of a relationship that he was not part of, between two very talented men that he was not one of. And what do people with, say, narcissistic tendencies tend to do when their ego is so fragile? And others are outshining them. Well, they destroy. They destroy anything in the way that is hurting that ego. And if what's being hurt is a relationship between who he wants to be viewed as being best friends with, because that was, of course, the story after death. That they were tight. They were just the best of friends. They were best buddies. History tells us something very different about the relationship with Biggie and Biggie and Diddy. It was all a dream. The man obsessed with image, perception, and power. This relationship with Tupac and Biggie was unforgivable. allegedly. Burroughs describes a version of Diddy that has since been echoed by ex-bodyguards, former artists, and even industry executives, a man who needed to be the center of every room, whose fear of losing control often mutated into rage, paranoia, and dangerous decisions made in the heat of ego. He says, for Sean, being a marketer, you're a manipulator. Not metaphorically, literally. Manipulation wasn't a tactic, it was the whole operating system. And if you apply that lens to the timeline surrounding Pac and Biggie's death, the whole thing starts to look less like random tragedy and more like the aftermath of a man whose fear, jealousy, and ego kept putting powerful, violent people into close proximity with each other. Which brings us to the murder of Biggie Smalls, 6 months after Tupac. Another drive-by, another retaliation, another case with no arrest, no closure, and no accountability. Former LAPD Detective Greg Kading, who investigated both murders, including under the Federal Task Force, has long maintained that Biggie's death looks like retaliation for Tupac, a counterstrike, but not necessarily ordered by Suge Knight. In fact, Kading says something that hits like a brick towards the end of the documentary. It's really Keefe D and Puffy Combs who are the last men standing. Think about that. Of all the gang figures, producers, executives, and affiliates who lived through that era, the only two men still alive who sat at the center of the violence are a Southside Crip and Sean Diddy Combs. And Diddy has denied every allegation outright. Aggressively, repeatedly, and consistently. But denial doesn't erase pattern. Denial doesn't erase proximity, and denial does not erase journals. Keefe D's proffer session, played in the documentary, adds another layer. It's not a confession in the legal sense. It's a proffer, meaning what he said can't be used against him, but it can be used to build out context, timelines, investigative lead sheets, and supporting evidence. In that session, he describes Diddy making a public statement about wanting Suge and Tupac dead. He describes Zip transporting the weapon. He describes the Crips preparing for the night of the Tyson fight. And when you look at Burroughs' journals again, the strange car rentals, the quick turn travel plans, the confusing instructions that made no sense to him at the time. What Burroughs saw as odd in 1996 suddenly makes sense in 2025 when you have gang witnesses, law enforcement investigators, and decades of insider accounts telling you that powerful men move differently when they're afraid or when they want something to happen without leaving fingerprints. But the journals don't just illuminate the murders. They illuminate the culture around Diddy, a culture that looks unsettlingly similar to the allegations we're hearing today. Burroughs says sometimes you're humiliated, sometimes you're made an example of, sometimes violent things happen to you. Understand that. Let that settle. This is a man who worked inside Diddy's life, not just his company. A man who controlled the budget, saw the movements, watched the power dynamics unfold in real time. And he's telling you calmly, directly, with decades of hindsight, that violence was a management style. Intimidation wasn't the exception. It was an everyday language. And why the current allegations, the raids, the civil suits, the trafficking claims, the whispers about federal charges don't feel like a shocking new chapter. They feel like the same book. The murders of Tupac and Biggie may not have been orchestrated by Diddy, and the documentary doesn't accuse him of that directly. It can't. There's no conclusive evidence, but it does show through the journals, the proffer tapes, the testimonies, and the unraveling of the East Coast, West Coast timeline is that Diddy was not a passive bystander. He was not an innocent spectator caught in the crossfire of something bigger than him. He was sitting in the center of the storm with the money, with the fear, with the ego, with the connections, and with the kind of psychological volatility that can make a feud turn fatal even if you never pull the trigger. People forget this, but in the months before Biggie's death, Bad Boy was renegotiating his contract. Burroughs says Diddy wanted to swap pages, a quiet internal rewrite that would have benefited the company. He wanted to do this. After Biggie died. Biggie had already signed the contract. And in a contract, there are terms. There's multiple pages. This page, that page, this page. Sign here at the very end. typically, today, a lot of the standard is initial each page to prevent something like this from happening. The allegation is that after Biggie died, the agreement that he had with Bad Boy Records, he wanted to adjust, amend, make it something that Biggie did not sign, so Bad Boy would basically be more financially benefited by the agreement, the financial gains of the music of the now deceased Biggie Smalls. So that less would basically go to his estate, to whoever would be collecting on the behalf of Biggie. Change that up. He's dead. You know, like you do when your friends die. Let's find a way to go back in time. And I think I can make more money off of him when he's dead. He won't need this. Let's change the terms up here. That's the allegation, what Burrow says Sean Diddy Combs wanted to do to the music agreement, to the profit agreement with Biggie and his estate. Burroughs refused to change the papers up. He refused to put the new edited copies inside the folder with the unsigned page by Christopher Wallace, Biggie Smalls, with the new, more generous pages designed to benefit Bad Boy and Diddy. Burroughs refused. 90 days later, fired. And Biggie was dead. And suddenly, the contract Diddy wanted is no longer up for debate. Coincidence? Maybe. Or maybe it's another example of a man who understood the power of timing and the power of silence. Because what happens to people who cross Diddy? In Burroughs' case, blacklisted for 25 years. Shelters, homelessness, gone. You don't achieve that level of erasure by accident. You achieve it with influence, intimidation, and a network of people who know the consequences of speaking publicly. The documentary doesn't prove Diddy killed Tupac. It doesn't prove he had Biggie murdered. It doesn't claim that. What it does show you is a pattern, a decades-long pattern of fear, control, violence, proximity to gang warfare, egomaniacal decision-making, secretive money movements, and a chilling ability to walk away from disasters that destroyed everyone around him. Tupac died, Biggie died, Zip disappeared, and most of the gang leaders are gone. Investigators have retired, witnesses have been killed, silenced, or discredited, and the only two men who remain in the frame, the only two still standing, Keefe D and Diddy. And right now, one of them has already started talking. And the other one, he's watching decades of silence collapse under the weight of 30 boxes of journals that were never supposed to see the light of day. This isn't a murder accusation. This is a pattern recognition, a recognition that every time violence erupted, every time power shifted, every time rivals fell, every time lives were destroyed, Diddy'd walk away larger, richer, and more feared and more untouchable. Patterns aren't proof. But when the pattern is big enough, long enough, and dark enough, people stop asking Diddy and start asking, how could he have not known? The documentary doesn't tell you what to think. It just finally puts the map on the table. And once you look at it, all the lines start pointing in the same place. Again, give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Be sure to hit subscribe while you are there as well. We're trying to get up to 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. We'll see if we make it. We're getting close. We're getting up there. But with your help, if you enjoy our commentaries and our coverage of the many cases we follow for you, please do us a favor and hit subscribe. You're doing yourself a favor too, because then you're going to get updates on all these cases as we put them out for you every single day right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. My name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.